And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Luke Connell, head coach of Sand Hills Valley, the sports co-op between Stapleton and McPherson County. Well, Coach, you guys have two games under your belt coming into this week. You got an early start. I guess we'll start with this question. Do you kind of like the way the schedule laid out for your team, starting early and knowing you'll have a bye week later in the year?
Yeah, I think it's a positive. Nine straight weeks could be kind of rough, I think, especially with the numbers that we have. So I definitely think it's a positive to have that bye week in there. The way the state schedule works out, it doesn't necessarily give you extra time as your conditioning kind of gets caught up there in that extra week of practice. But overall, I'm pretty happy with it.
Coach, I know that when a team starts the season, it can all be about execution. So talk about that a little bit through two games now. Have you been fairly pleased with, well, let's say the progress in execution maybe through two games?
Yeah, it's ironic that you bring that up. Yesterday we talked a lot about energy and execution, and those are two things that we can control. To say that we've improved would be true. I think we improved from week one from week zero to week one, execution wise. But we're still a long ways from getting there. We're a team that doesn't have a lot of margin for error, and so if we can control those things, we'll be a lot better off. We actually played in a game the other night that we didn't punt the ball in the entire game. So that should tell you that we either did really, really well or we were doing some things poorly, and we weren't executing as far as hanging on the football and stuff like that. So something that we're definitely used as a focus to improve.
Coaches, you've had an opportunity, obviously, to look at the tape of the first two games, and you've worked with the kids in practice. What are some of the things you've been most pleased with after the opening two games of the year?
You know, I really do appreciate the boys' stick-to-itiveness, I guess. I think that's an old word that they use in the broadcasting business. We really are short on numbers this year, and we've had some injuries that haven't helped us. But so I've been really impressed with that they don't quit, I guess. Once again, love to see a little better execution. I'm really happy with we're devoted to the run game right now. We're trying to shorten games up and make them take some plays out of there. And so the kids have bought into that system and just understanding that we're not in any big hurry. We're just going to do what we're going to do, and we can control what we can control.
Coach, kind of building on that a little bit, I know that concentration and mental preparation can be such a big part of the game. Have you seen growth in that area from week one to week two?
Yeah, especially with the few younger players that we do have, that has really improved. You know, it's a whole new ballgame. You got a freshman or a couple of freshmen playing that just simply haven't really played a lot of football. And so that first week can be pretty eye-opening. And to see that concentration just in practice, attention to detail in practice from those guys, love to think that our older kids had already been there, but we can see improvement there as well, obviously. Obviously, the execution has gotten better, and that preparation has gotten better because we ran the ball a lot better last week as we did first week. So,
Coach, as we think about the game coming up, talk a little bit about your opponent, South Loop. It's a nice area rivalry to have. Talk about your preparation for them.
Yeah, you know, Coach Sweet being in his first year, hats off to him, young coach. We need more of those out there doing their thing. I think he's really blessed to have Coach Schwartz and Coach Jagler sticking around with him and helping him out. So I did notice on their game film against St. Pat's that there's a few new wrinkles, which is always fun to see. But generally speaking, their defense is very similar to what they've done in the past, and Coach Jag's done a great job with that. They're a little bit tough to prepare for because it's kind of unconventional, and so it gives us a tough look. It's a tough one-week prep. Obviously they're missing – they're missing some guys from last year and last few years actually that have really been their mainstays, and so they're working through some things. But definitely, they're going to be well prepared. We know that, and they execute really well. Like you talk about execution being a big thing. New quarterback, new players all the way around. It seems like, but they kind of plug them in and just kind of roll.
Well, Coach, it's great to visit with you. We appreciate you taking the time to talk to us, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Thursday.
I appreciate you coming out and covering us.